Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, we are going to be talking all about daycations. And so if you're unfamiliar with that term, obviously it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a day vacation. But in the context that I've seen it used, it's mostly referring to things that we can look forward to in our day-to-day lives, especially after the 9-to-5, to just give us a reprieve from the work or whatever we've been doing throughout the day to like just have that little thing to look forward to and make life worth living.
We thought this would be fun given that Sierra and I are getting ready to delve into working regular hours pretty soon here. And so we want to kind of have things to look forward to after work to not just get in the rut of like just going through life and feeling like every single day is the same. Hopefully some of these can be things that we can put into our weeks to help make things a little bit different, mix things up, and have something to look forward to. So we'll jump into some of those in a little bit. Honestly, our initial plan with this episode was we wanted to pick three things and then like try them out, and then we'd kind of be able to like share that experience. We've tried one thing, but the other ones we have been in planning mode. We just haven't gotten around to doing them, so we will certainly go around and share that as well, and just like the planning process a little bit. And then we've also just got like other lists of things as well to we can chat through. So,
but before we get started, we want to first start with our weekly spotlights. And so our weekly spotlights are something that we do at the top of the episode every week to just share something good or meaningful that happened within the last week since you recorded. So my weekly spotlight this week is the fact that yesterday I kind of redid my room a little bit, and it just feels a lot cozier. It's also just exciting to have a change. I kept a lot of the decor and stuff the same. We actually recorded a video about me changing my room, and so if you're curious as to what it looks like now, I think that's the episode. That's the video going up on our channel this coming weekend after this episode is recorded.
My weekly spotlight, I feel like I really thought that I was going to start getting more nervous at this point, getting ready to take the NPTE. However, I really feel like this sense of just like calmness, or like I really feel like I know what I need to know and I'm going to do well in the exam. And like on Friday, because I really like Monday is my last like study day. I'm pretty sure I'm like not really gonna study on Tuesday, and we didn't study this weekend because we haven't been doing that either. So on Friday, I just really felt like this sense of things have come together. We've put a lot of work in and hours into studying, and both of us were kind of making comments of like, well, I think that's it.
We know everything now, which obviously is a joke because we don't. Otherwise, I'd be getting 100% on my practice exams, which I'm not. But I feel like, and maybe you guys, if you've taken exams similar to this, can agree that there comes a point where you know everything that you feel like you're going to know. And as much as you try to like learn, you know, X, Y, and Z over here, it's just not sticking. But you know enough. And that's the goal. By the time you guys are listening to this episode, we will have taken it, and it'll be all over. We don't get our scores until a couple of business days later. I think up to 5 business days.
Yeah, I think within the week, we will know if we passed or not.
But yeah, don't like say, oh, did you guys pass? Because we won't know by the time this episode goes up. So yeah.
Looking forward to having that done though. And then that'll give us a couple of days where we really don't have any priorities that we can kind of make sure we've got things packed and ready
to
go for Hawaii.
It's going to be so weird just having those couple of days between the NPTE and then going to Hawaii, because I've been like, I gotta study like every single day, trying to get, you know, X many hours in, and I just won't have to do that. I won't complain, but I'll be like, wow, what should I do with my time?
Yeah,
my goal is to get, I think I can get 6 books read total by the end of January, which puts me not well above my goal for the year, but at a nice pace. Should we do a little book update?
Sure. Sierra officially is done with all of the books that she had on her TBR from that one video we did a while ago.
Which honestly is nice. And it also motivated me to just say, okay, we have so many books. I'm probably not going to love every single one that is on our physical TBR, but I own them and I should read them. And so 2 of the books that I read, I gave 3 stars. It was Yerba Buena and then Darling Girl were kind of my like iffy ones. And then I read Dark Matter and the Martian, which I probably was going to read at some point anyways. It just gets so easy to like keep pushing off those books that you own when you have new exciting books that you want to read. So it's forced me to say, okay, look at your bookshelf and just try and like start knocking out those books. It's also helped that right now I feel like we're in a bit of a, not like we, but just globally, I feel like there's not a ton of new and exciting books coming out right now that I am like, I have to get my hands on that. So I haven't felt the need to like buy any new books. And so I'm like, okay, read the books that you already have.
I am currently finishing up my last one on my TBR, which is Room. And I think that I have about 100 pages left, or like 120. So I will probably finish that today or tomorrow. I've been intermixing other books in as well.
Megan's been like dipping her toes everywhere else.
It's because the books that
I've gone straight through.
The books that I ended up with, I haven't loved them. I'm trying to think of, like, I didn't finish one, and then the rest have been like 3 to 3.5 stars. So it's like I needed to read something else, otherwise I was going to end up in a reading slump because I wasn't going to make it through. So I did finish By a Thread by Lucy Score because I watched Sarah Caroli. She did a video where she read that book, and I had already read Things We Never Got Over, which is also by Lucy Score. They're pretty different books, I thought, but I still gave it 4 stars.
Which one did you like more?
I liked Things We Never Got Over more, which Sarah said that she preferred By a Thread. And then I'm getting through Room. The first 100 pages, I gotta admit, kind of hard for me to get through. And then it started picking up a little bit. What's hard is that this makes me sound horrible, I feel like, because the book is from the point of view. I feel like most people know Room is about, like, this mom has been abducted and is like, has a son, and they're like in a room, basically, you know? And so the book is written from the point of view of the 5-year-old, and he's kind of annoying, but he's like also 5, and he like has so little experience with the world. So, you know, I feel like I can't really expect his personality or anything to be different, but like it's just kind of interesting and odd. So it's getting better, but it's probably still going to be like a 3-star read for me.
So I am finishing up. I'm halfway through Love on the Brain. I could finish it today or tomorrow. Really enjoying it. It's just like, it's a quick romance. I kind of figured if it was the same vibes of The Love Hypothesis, like it's just easy to fly through a book like that. And then I envision I'll be able to get at least one more book read before we leave for Hawaii. And so that kind of puts me right at the end of the month. And so that'll be 6 books total for me, which is a good start to the year.
And then we go to Hawaii, and we could read a lot. We could read not a lot. Who knows?
I think 1 to 2 books is my guess for me for Hawaii.
I feel like it also depends, like, you have the plane rides there and back too.
Yeah, true. I kind of want to focus more on like I'm planning on bringing Daisy Jones and the Six as my physical book that I bring to Hawaii. Otherwise, I'm just going to bring my Kindle and read books from Kindle Unlimited on there. But I kind of want to save Daisy Jones for like when I'm in Hawaii. So I might start, if I do want to read, start a book on my Kindle on the plane. It's also just like less annoying to deal with a Kindle on a plane.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's talk first about we can start with just like the one that we actually did, and then we can talk about the ones that we've been planning or wanting to do. So I think a super simple, easy thing, obviously, is like go to a sporting event. For us, we decided to go to an Iowa State basketball game. I know.
Crazy of us.
We went to Iowa, if you didn't know. So Iowa State's not really high on my like Go Cyclones list or anything.
What? Go Cyclones. You have a Go Cyclones list?
But of course, the Ames is much closer to Des Moines than Iowa City is. And we went with our uncle, our mom, and then our grandma, and they're all Iowa State fans.
And our cousin and Haley.
Yeah. So, but Haley's not an Iowa State fan, is what I'm...
Oh, well, Ellie, our cousin, she's Jerry's daughter or Maggie's sister, depending on how you know our family. But she is, you know, naturally an Iowa State fan because Jerry has raised her.
So we decided to do that because I thought the more people, the merrier, and like, if I wasn't going to be super excited, at least like someone could be excited to go. There's also, you know, we don't have any pro teams in, or like
we've got the semi pros.
We just have like minor pro teams and stuff. So there's, you know, a basketball game we could go to, but I was like, I could do that and not care, or I could go to Iowa State where some people would care, even if I still don't care. I was rooting for them though. I was, you know, saying, I wasn't saying go sideways. I wasn't saying that, but I was clapping and cheering,
standing. Also, just I love getting food at sporting events. I know it's ridiculously overpriced, but God, there's just something about like getting a bag of popcorn, and I got I think they had Pepsi there, so I got Pepsi, and just like it's just so good. Movies, sporting events, the food's always great at concession stands. I'm a concession stand girly.
We also like, I haven't actually ever gone to a hockey game, but we have two like hockey teams in the Des Moines area.
Who's here besides the Bucks?
Iowa Wild.
Oh.
And I don't fully know where they're at, but, you know, maybe we could be hockey people and go to some of their games. The reason I, like, a lot of these minor league teams especially, or, like, if you're going to a game that doesn't matter, it's a pretty cheap thing to do. Like, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money, typically. And so it just is an easy reason to get out of the house, is why I always think sporting events are good.
Like, what we should do is just, like, I mean, you could do that or a movie, but, like, at least at a sporting event, you can talk and stuff. So, like, maybe right. It's just, like, your time to, like, you go, you get some concession stand food.
It's time to catch up with life. Friends. And it's, like, a little bit different than just, like, going out to eat, which I guess I don't know exactly what concessions versus, like, an actual dinner would be. Whatever your vibe is. It could be one time and then, like, out to dinner another time. And then you do a sporting event a different time. And if you have people that actually care about said team or sport, then even better.
I mean, like, they're different vibes, so, like, they fulfill different purposes. Even if, like, the content of your conversation is roughly the same, what vibe are you going for? Do you want to dress up, go to a nice restaurant? Do you just want to chill in some sweats and a sweatshirt and go to a sporting event? What vibe are you feeling? So you can flesh that out.
And then we had one of my other ideas for something that we were going to maybe get around to trying, but we did not yet, was a trivia night.
And I'm really into this idea, especially if it's a general trivia kind of night, because I've realized, we've talked about this on the podcast before, I am not the trivia person when it comes to like specific Grey's Anatomy, Marvel, Friends, like those designated trivia nights. I cannot do any of them. I feel so stupid.
And so I didn't realize this was a thing, but if you've never heard of Sporkle, I was only just introduced to it when Maggie came back around Christmas. But it's basically this website that has like quizzes of like anything, and you can pick different categories, and like it's just you're quizzing yourself basically on different stuff. And they have, I think this is a common thing because there is a lot in the Des Moines area, so I would assume there's a lot anywhere, but they have Sporkle trivia nights at different bars and stuff. So it's just like, okay, maybe we give it a shot
free,
one night.
I think usually at like all those bars or wherever they're at, this trivia is usually free. At least for, like, the Sporkle stuff, I think. Obviously, some other bars and stuff that they have, like, their own trivia that they do, that might cost money. But I'm pretty sure from what I've seen, the Sporkle stuff is free.
So, the idea is intriguing. Sierra and I obviously could go alone, but I envision it'd be something fun to do, like, maybe if Haley wanted to go, or just, like, we haven't reached out to anyone to see if anyone else would want to go. So, haven't gotten around to doing that yet, but it seems like a fun idea, and you know, you get dinner there too.
Spice up the night a little bit.
Okay. And then another one that is in the works. I've got one that I've been trying to plan a little bit more. And Sierra can talk about her thing after. I've been trying to plan a craft night, if you will. I have yet to fully decide on the craft. Because it's going to be us and then Haley, our mom and our grandma. I'm pretty sure that's who's going to be at the craft party. So I was asking, okay, we could do embroidery, we could do pottery, we could do painting, we could do... I had, like, different things that I was throwing out, and no one really said any preference. So now I've kind of taken the lead to say I think we should do embroidery, because I saw a TikTok of someone embroidering a hat, and it seemed fairly simple, and I feel like I could actually make something that I would maybe wear, versus, like, if you do, like, a painting party, then you end up with, like, a canvas of, like, maybe something that's not like the prettiest thing that I want to hang up in my house, and then you're just like stuck with it. So it seemed like the least wasteful option, and also like it seems like it'd be pretty affordable, and I never like thought of embroidering really before. So that was my thought for that one, and what I was leaning towards, because like sculpting, I feel like that's more like go to like a sculpting class, or that'd be a lot to do.
To be honest, Megan suggested that, and I was like, we are not doing that in our house, because A, how would we do that? We don't know how to do that, and B, that'd be such a mess.
Yeah. So I'm leaning towards embroidering.
So the activity or like fun daycation night that I'm planning is, it's like a book club, but not totally a book club. If you guys listen to the beginning of the year for our New Year's goals and resolutions, I think I brought this up then. But I want to try and do some sort of monthly, we're going to call it a book club, but for all intents and purposes, like, it's not a book club.
Book, people that love books.
Because we're not going to read the same books. I mostly just want to have like one night a month where our house is the hub for people and women who love to read in the Des Moines area. Obviously, we'll have to be like, you know, acquaintances in some way, shape, or form. But like my goal is to make it something where it's not just like the people that I personally know. Like I would love for people to like invite a friend of theirs that loves to read or something like that, to a certain extent of like, I don't know how many people we can max out at, but the idea is that people will come in, maybe if they like bring a book that they read in the past month, or like they have a book that they want, like would be willing to swap with someone, that could be incorporated into the book club night. But just like having people talk about the books that they've read, we can also chat about other life stuff as well. And then I was trying to think of fun activities to do, like book related, that would make it more,
because obviously fun. Like we wouldn't all be discussing one book,
which is typically what you do at a book club. So I thought it could be fun. I've seen people make mini versions of the books that they just read, and I've seen people do it in like an ornament that's like clear and shows just some of the books that they read. And so I thought it could be fun if we do a craft where we have like these different jars. It's tough because I don't know everyone's like reading pace, so like someone could read like 5 books in a year and someone could read like 100, and they would need very different sized jars. So but if we have like, you know, for the month that you just, you know, read 4 books, either I or they, I feel like at first I would be like the one printing stuff off, and then if it got too much I'd be like, sorry you guys, we have to cut this craft short or what. But like you print off like mini covers of each of the books and like fold pieces of paper and stuff. I have a whole TikTok that I watch to like see how I do this. And then during the craft night, we could like make your mini books of like the books that you just read within the past month, and then you add them to your jar of like, this is my 2023 books that I've read. And I thought it could be a fun craft that we do every time and give us something to do.
Add on to your,
I also want to like have, you know, if it's like around like a holiday or something, we can do like some like holiday decor. Like if it's like Valentine's Day, we have like, I don't know, Valentine's Day decor on top of book decor. Or if it's like whatever, I don't know, we have activities related to the holidays too. I haven't fully thought of it. And like food, obviously I want to have like stuff set out on our counter or our table. Thought about doing like a Sunday bar, that could be fun for one of the days, versus like we could do like a tailgate style kind of food for like in the fall or something. I don't know,
these are all ideas,
they're just ideas floating in my head, but I think it would be fun, and it'd just be like something that is set in stone that if people can come to that day, if it works, then it's there, and if not, then come to the next one. But I think the hardest part for me, and I probably should just like set a date and say, okay, you're doing it, because right now I'm like, I have these ideas and I'm like, like I have to think of X, Y, and Z before I,
like, you almost need to like set a date and then
yeah
be like, well, it needs to be done by then.
I think I do want to have like the first one be at the end of February, just to like be like, okay, start it, like go. And also, if we're gonna do the book jar, at least, you know, people have to get like at least 11 months, and they could do January on their own. But I don't know, ideas floating. If you guys also have ever had any idea
that I thought would be fun, would be like, you know how people do PowerPoint parties and things like that? I thought it'd be fun if someone, like, not everyone would have to do it, but like if people wanted to just like kind of throw together a PowerPoint of like a book that they would like recommend people to read, and they make a PowerPoint just trying to like convince other people to read.
I also think
said
you could
book.
Probably do the same thing but opposite, where you say like, I read this book and you should not read it, and here's why.
People could have their whatever take they want,
whatever PowerPoint you want to make that's related to a book, go for it.
Yeah,
you can like do like a tier ranking of books, like it could be whatever you want.
Ugh. See, doesn't this sound so fun?
Like, aren't you guys just like, if you're a book lover, which I know we have people that listen to the podcast, they want more
We've
book
seen
episodes.
People, I know. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
If you guys have ever done anything similar, or even if you haven't, but you have ideas, please let me know. Like, I am completely open. And I think, like, I do want to make this a weeknight thing, because I feel like people's weekends are busy. Like, they might not want to dedicate, like, oh, like, I have to go to, like, book club on Saturday
But on,
morning.
Like, a weekday, oh.
It's like, oh, make a fun way to end the night. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, 6 to 8 or 7 to 9, ideally, I think is what it could be, but I just think it would be fun. And I've never really hosted before, so.
I like the idea of hosting. It's just, like, we haven't really had anything to host.
No one likes to come to our house when we offer to host.
That's because they're missing out. I think we have a good house for hosting.
I do too, but we always suggest it and people are like, what if you came over here?
I'm like, and okay. I was just given.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So I have like a couple lists. First, I'll start with, this is from Indeed.com, which, look at them promoting some work-life balance with, you know, here's some job postings, but then here's this article of things you can do outside of work.
Perfect.
And then there's also, I have this pulled up, we'll see if I get to it, but it's like 15 weekday date night ideas. And so if you're in a relationship, or some of these I'm sure apply, could apply to just like doing by yourself with a friend. Another quick thing, because that's not necessarily on the list, but like we touched briefly on movies. I don't know why I completely forgot about movies.
Oh my god. Movies. We need to do like,
and like, that's AMC. When the deals
we
are.
Need to do, we need to like actually we need join. To get,
yeah, that membership thing.
Because we're buying AMC.
Yeah.
So that would work.
How much is an AMC membership? Oh my god.
Megan and I love movies, and we love,
and it would give us such a good reason, like, to just like literally do weekly movies. It's not, if there's literally no good movies out, like, I'm one that's willing to go to plenty of movies. You know, like, I feel like we've said this before on the podcast, but it's like, we decide we're going to the movie, and then we figure out which, what's the best movie we're gonna go see. It's not so much this movie's out, I mean sometimes it is, and then we're gonna go to the movie. It's like, okay, we want
a movie night. What are we seeing?
And then sometimes you see ones that you're like, probably wasn't the best, but I went and I had my movie theater popcorn.
And now you can be involved in the discourse surrounding said movie.
So movies is also a
Megan keeps telling me I should go see Puss in Boots.
I just have seen like way more people praising that movie than
how many,
I didn't
like
know
Shrek
it was out.
Or Puss in Boots movies are there, because I feel like there's a million.
I just like, people have really been like emotional towards like how good Puss in Boots was, and I didn't even know it was out, and so like the fact that I'm even seeing,
I knew it was out,
discourse around it, I was like, oh, so like if there was literally no other movie out, because I'm not seeing Avatar.
Hot take. Megan and I have never seen Avatar. Well, Megan thinks she has seen
it. I think I saw it in my high school biology class because somehow it was relevant. I don't know.
And I know people love it to pieces. And I know people have said the new one, I think, is also good. I have A, no idea what the movies are even about. B, no interest to watch these, like, blue people walk around and, like, live their life. I don't know why that movie, like, just gives me the ick so badly. But I want nothing to do with it.
All right, so here's another option, going to a concert. I don't know how often these are on weekdays, so that could be tricky. I feel like if it was more like live music at a restaurant or a bar,
it's always
or something.
Like, you have to go to a restaurant or bar, I feel like, all the time, if you want to do something.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed, but I also feel like it would have to be music that I know so I could enjoy it. Otherwise, like, if I want to, like, just talk to people.
I'm not really like a live music kind of person, unless it's like going to a concert that is for like an artist that I know and care about. But like, I've been to a few concerts, like probably three or four, I think. Okay. Visit an exhibit or a gallery.
I'm not big into art, like an art museum or anything, because like, low key, I can pretend all day long. Like, I walk in, I'm like, oh, like, that's really pretty. Like, what does it mean? But I just won't. Like, I'll walk into the room and be like, nice. And then I'll walk out and go to the next one.
What would be more fun, whatever you guys have as an equivalent to the Science Center of Iowa.
Or we just went to the Museum of Natural History back in June. We went with our grandma and grandpa. And, like, I had been dying to go there, like, forever. The hours are so crazy weird. So I had to go, like, when I randomly got off early on a Friday on my last day of clinical. But I was like, I like history and like that kind of stuff a lot more than art when it comes to like going to a museum. So mm-hmm. I thought it was fun, good way to pass the time.
Hosting, I
haven't been to the Science Center in forever. I'm like, am I too old to be here?
Am I too old to go learn science? We also have, if it was summer,
I should take Ellie to the Science Center. She's my cover.
In the summer.
And they also have, not that it would be a big thing for us because we don't really drink, but I know during the summer, like, they have
Zoo Brew.
Yeah.
Or,
like, they have, like, different beers. I don't really know what it is. But, like, I haven't been, but I know it's a thing. And I feel like other zoos probably do it too.
And I don't fully sometimes zoos have memberships, and I don't know if that'd be more worth it or not. It probably depends on how much you plan on going to the zoo. But I think the zoo is pretty fun. So I don't fully know their hours after work, but in the summer, it could be a good idea.
I low-key want to go back to Living History Farms.
I don't really.
I knew you were going to say that. I haven't been in forever. I don't know if... Is Living History Farms exclusively an Iowa thing, or do they have it in other states too?
I've just assumed it was an Iowa thing.
It's basically only. Just this area of land that has like old houses and like historical, not like historically meaningful, but like historic, like, buildings,
the houses from whatever. Like the 1800s. This is what it looked like back then.
Here's like an old shop and what it looked like, and they have like
people like playing the parts of the people that live there.
I haven't been there since like middle school, but I would go back.
Another option is hosting a game night.
I love this idea because I love games. However, I think one issue would be the types of games that you and I like, or like really get into, are not like the typical game night games. And they also take a lot longer.
I hear a lot of good things about like Catan, although like
it stresses me out to have to learn that.
Know what. And that's the hard thing too, is if you're trying to convince other people like to come over for a game night and it's like you're gonna play something that they don't know, then it's like learning a game.
You guys have seen the TikToks of people
barrier
trying to learn that exists a game
for that.
It's very high. And I've never played, again, we've never played Catan. Is it Catan or Catan? I don't even know. But, and I've heard great things, but it stresses me out to like have to spend time to learn how to play it and then like figure out if A, I like it, because I don't want to host a whole game night over a game that we don't even know if we like. And then if I do like it, then I have to be like, okay, you guys have to learn this game. I promise it'll be fun. Just like stick with me. Because I've been on the other side of that where it's like someone's like, no, like just I swear, like listen and like learn the game. And I'm like, I really don't want to.
Yeah. Going bowling is also another option.
I feel like bowling alleys, like not even specifically bowling alleys, but just like there's more and more businesses popping up that are entertainment focused for adults, and like bowling is a part of those businesses.
Yeah.
So for example, Spare Time, I think, is a franchise. I know they have one in Cedar Rapids. They have one in Des Moines, and it's basically just like this large scale.
There's like three places I can think of right now in Des Moines that like, in West Des Moines, they just opened up this huge, like, they have an arcade area. They have escape rooms. I don't Spare know time. If they. Oh, that's also Spare Time?
Spare Time. The place that we were going with Mom is Spare Time.
What's the one in Iowa City called?
Spare Me.
Okay. Because that was also, I mean, it was like a bowling alley, but like, I guess I would say that was just a bowling alley. Okay. That's what I was thinking of.
But like, it's adult focused. So it's not like a typical bowling alley. And not that like other bowling alleys aren't like are catered to families or anything, but just like, the vibe is elevated. There's better menu options, I feel like, at those places. And so it's more of like an elevated bar experience.
There's another one in Ankeny. It's like, that one probably might be a franchise too. Like B&B, or because like bowling.
Oh, B-roll. And, right?
Yeah.
So it's like B-roll, like a movie B-roll. But
the, there's a movie theater. Whoa. There's like a bar area. A little bit of like an arcade area, I think. And then like a decent sized bowling area. And then there's also, I've never been to this place, but in Johnston, they just opened up, like something
Pin
else.
Pin and Pixel.
Yeah. I was like, what is it called?
Which is literally also like a bowling alley arcade thing.
So they're popping up. Seems like they're on the up and up. If you're a bowling person, or if, and here's the thing, you do not have to be good at bowling. I am not good at bowling. I've improved since we've played it more and more, but Sierra used to absolutely despise bowling with everything in her heart, and she's slowly grown to love the game. So
that was mostly when I was like in middle school, kind of into high school, and then I feel like we would go more and more with Dad, but like that's when it started really had wearing off, and I was like, I can either hate this or I can just like live with it.
Yeah.
I am by no means like, I'm not competitive when it comes to bowling, because I'm like, I'm not good, so I'll just go for the vibes.
Like I do one roll where I'm like, I felt that and I like knew what I was doing, and I'm like, so now I just do that every time,
and then never happens, but you try. Another. It is frustrating though when you start though and you're like, for the life of you, you can't get it. And people are like, you're flicking your wrist. And you're like, I'm trying not to. I know that I'm obviously not doing it right. Dad is so funny when we go bowling with him because he'll be like, oh, good job. Like you just pat on the back. He goes, hits a strike. I'm like, okay. Thank you.
Spending time at a park or beach. This was our summer vibe. Loved that so much because it was just like, it's free. At least like we didn't pay for parking.
Technically, we might have been supposed to.
But. And then the weather's nice. Like, it's just nice to be outside after getting like stuck inside all day, especially like over the summer when it is nice.
And you just want to be outside. Longingly.
And so then the times we did after work, it was just nice to like have that to look forward to. If you're a reading person like we are, or like audiobooks or whatever, just go and like get some of that time in.
Or like if you're a podcast person or just want to listen to some music, you can do that too. Because before we got into reading, like I would, if we went to a beach or something, I would always just listen to music or a podcast.
Yeah. And then to elevate that even further, if you're at a beach or somewhere where there's like somewhere to eat close by, like we've got like a marina at the lake by us. And so, you know, it's not like the best food of my life, but it matches the vibes and it's like a fun, just like something fun and different to do.
You're like sitting there. There was like music when we were there that one time, which was fun. But you're just like on the water, good vibes all around.
And it's just like, you're kind of like, it's just a weekday. Like this is my Tuesday. And yeah. You're just like, and I'm here. It's a little bit better than just like going home straight after work and then doing nothing. Although I do that plenty as well.
It's all about balance.
Right. Okay, another one, visit a local festival.
I love the idea of this, but I'm never in the loop enough to know all like the local festivals I feel like happen in downtown Des Moines, and like I just simply, me and downtown Des Moines are disconnected. Like I don't know the happenings of downtown Des Moines, and I don't know how to find out the happenings. So, do you like have any festivals that you know of that you'd want to go to? Like I know there's like an art festival. We always have
the Des Moines Art Festival in the summer. But I remember going one time with Dad. Intrigued with that. Like,
what did I just say? I'm not really a big art person.
Yeah. So that's kind of like my issue with farmers markets too. I'll go to the farmers markets for the food and the vibes, but a lot of people are there trying to like sell their stuff. And I'll glance around and I'll just be like, goodbye. On to the next one. And they're so busy too. Like if it's like a big popular festival, and I already don't care that much.
Probably not.
Another idea, attending a workshop or a seminar. I tried looking into woodworking classes near us, and they simply don't exist.
Really? So, not at all?
No.
You need to have, like, Dad teach you some woodworking.
I guess. So, because I was like, that'll be one of the things that we, like,
try and do. Create a project for me, and we're going to work on it.
So, I'm going to have to refigure out if I want to continue like that woodworking journey. What does that mean? Because it's certainly not going to take place in the class form. So there goes that. But if anyone, what other kinds of like workshops are there?
I know people do art classes. I would love to go to a class to learn something. I'd love to go to a cooking class for the sole purpose of like gaining some knife skills. Honestly, I don't know if like, I haven't looked too much into that in the Des Moines area. But I feel like when it comes to cooking, like, that is just where I completely lack. When I'm, like, cutting something, it's very slow, and it's a tedious process for me. And, like, I see people, like, chopping vegetables so fast, and I get so jealous. I'm like, I want to do that without cutting my finger. So I would look into that, honestly.
Work on a jigsaw, crossword, puzzles. It's, like, a nice, easy thing to do if you're someone who just, like, wants to stay home or you're a homebody and that's the vibe for the night.
I love a crossword. I also love logic puzzles. But then there gets a point sometimes where it's like, you're like, I can't do this.
When I'm in my puzzle mood, like, I'm in it. And then, like, I'm like, boom, 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 next one, next one, next one. And it's been a while, though. Like, since we needed to start focusing on boards, I haven't done a puzzle since, like, it's been a while. But when it was out, like, I'd come home and I'd be like, okay, it's puzzle time now.
Puzzle time.
Put a little show on. My puzzle's in front of me. So it definitely is a vibe when you're in it. So I highly recommend And I'm hoping, because like it's kind of annoying when we do it in our living room up here, because the table, I don't know, because then like the whole puzzle is like covering the entire table, and then we have like nowhere to put anything else.
We like to eat on the floor of our living room at the coffee table, and so when there's a puzzle there, there's nowhere to eat except for our, you know, actual table, but we don't want to do that.
So I think that eventually if we do stuff in our downstairs, that'd be like the better place to do puzzles. Taking classes or online courses?
Now, me personally.
Now, I've been in school for a while. I don't think I need to take any more classes.
But you guys might want to. So we're just putting the idea out there. Megan did try and do some language learning through Duolingo last year.
That doesn't count as a class. That was like it's five minutes of my day.
Still, if you want to learn language, you could probably find like an online class. I've seen like older people who are like retired just like taking college classes just for fun. I'm like, good for you.
Keeps them sharp. Writing a blog, short stories, or other content. Sure. Volunteering as a tutor or mentor, or just volunteering in general.
It's literally on my
what's my month of giving? November
is
my
month
of giving.
I forgot. I was like, where do we incorporate that? I'm trying to like be very mindful this year of like, since we're doing New Year's goals very differently, it's like I gotta think on a monthly basis like what I'm doing. Like I'm trying to think of like February and like workshop what I'm doing in February. But that made me think, I was like, I should have like a time where I like dedicate either with you in November trying to focus on like volunteering, doing something like once a week or something. But I generally, like when I finish volunteering after having done it, even though I don't do it frequently, I'm always like, that was nice. Like, you know, it was something that I wouldn't have normally done. And we've volunteered for Meals from the Heartland a couple times. And every time I do it, like it's a very monotonous, easy task. And like, I love that kind of stuff when I'm in the mood for it. So it was just like, I think 2 hours last time we did it of just like filling bags of rice or whatever. And just like,
weighing
you
it,
just blah, get blah, blah. Into it. And like, I think that's fun. So, you know, why not go volunteer and do something you think is kind of fun?
Another idea, intramurals or like rec leagues or
I applaud like people that do this. I don't think it's really me though.
I love the idea of other people doing it. And honestly, like I would go be like a supporter of that. Or like I would go, you know, watch a friend's game. I don't personally want to do that, but
like I didn't do intramurals in college or grad school, even though I could have.
It's funny because
no,
like,
I'm doing it now.
I mean, I don't even, to get involved, I'm sure you just like look up rec leagues in the area. Like it can't be that hard. And most commonly, I think like people probably do like softball. That's what comes to mind, but I'm sure there's other sports you could do as well. But at my first clinical that I was at, so like last year in like the summer, one of the PTs was like pretty young. Like he's only like 3 years out, I think. And he was in, a softball league, and I heard all about it because you know he'd have his game tonight, or like he kind of took it seriously. Like they had like tournaments that they'd go to like on the weekends.
Wow.
And you know, it's slow pitch softball, that's what it was. So if that's your thing,
power to
you. You could have a lot of fun with that. So,
and it'd be a great way to meet people.
Yeah,
because like you're literally forced into this team environment. I don't know if it's more common to like find a team and join it, or if you collectively form a team. So if you obviously form the team yourself, you'd already know the people. But if you didn't, it'd be a great way to meet people.
And another one, this would be a little more, it doesn't have to be expensive. You could do like an at-home version, but like a little spa, a spa day after work, I guess.
I should invest. My goal this year should be to do like one actual, not like even a full spa day. I just want a massage.
One massage at least would be good for you.
I've never gotten a professional massage.
I've gotten one professional massage because I did it for a TC2 video when I was trying new things for a week, and it was so good. So if you haven't ever had the chance to get a professional massage, but like you're thinking about it, go treat yourself after work one day. It's so nice. Or I've always wanted to get like a facial of some sort. So like
a facial kind of stresses me out, because I feel like, especially right now, I think I'd be more inclined to do it if my skin was already like really bad and I'm like doing a Hail Mary, like fix my skin. But I get stressed when my skin's doing well. I don't want to like be like, oh, like let's do a facial and like have all this stuff treated or added to it. And like, I'd be worried that it would get worse.
I'm someone who typically find like a sensitive skin type of
facial. I'm sure you could, but I just get stressed with the idea of like changing my routine and then all of a sudden my skin's like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Another idea would be going on a bike ride.
I don't own a bike anymore.
There's biking in Iowa, I feel like, is really big.
It is.
Is it?
What are you gonna say?
I swear there is going to be something of like the bike trails in Iowa. Once connected,
it's like the longest continuous bike trail, I think, in any state.
Yeah. Like, why?
Because people in Iowa love to bike.
And there's like, there's this place, like, there's multiple like small bars and stuff like close to these bike trails that like commonly, especially during the summer, you go biking and then you're stopping at these different bars and stuff.
So it's a very specific group of people that like the hobby of biking, I think, attracts. And mm-hmm. I think part of like the prereq is that you have to enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But it's a very common, like, for in the state of Iowa every summer, there's Ragbri, which is a bike ride across the state. And you're supposed to like ride from, I don't know which side they start from, but either like you ride from the Mississippi to the Missouri or vice versa, depending on the direction they go. I don't even know. But like, along the way, like in the towns and cities that they stop in, like you stop and you like go to the bar, go wherever, and like that's part of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I personally could never do that, but
these next few are kind of like in a productive type of category. So one option is like researching your family tree. If you've ever been interested or inclined to do that, I gotta say, when I was younger, I've tried doing this with like ancestry.com, you know, just like the commercials, in my opinion, make it seem like you put your name in and then like
they'll tell you your whole family
tree. There's your whole family tree. However, my experience with like the one time I did this many, many years ago was like I put myself in and then it was like, okay, you build your family tree. Like, search the next person that you want. I'm like,
I don't know.
That was the whole point of me coming on here. So if that's something that interests you, and maybe you're better at it than I am. Start a DIY project at home.
We have lots rearrange of stuff your room. That you could do.
Honestly, rearranging your room, even if it's to a smaller got our guest extent.
Room. We've got our guest bedroom next.
Like, whether it's completely redoing your room, like the decor, painting the walls, getting new furniture, like that obviously is a whole fun and exciting ordeal. But how many times have you been in like middle school or high school and you're like, you know what I'm going to do at 2 a.m.? Rearrange my room. And sometimes just changing up the flow is enough to be like, okay, like this is fun, exciting, new. It gives you like a new appreciation for your room. So there's a sliding scale of what extent you can do when you want to change your room.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of like a halfway version of that. I kept like all the decor and like that kind of stuff. But then I was like, we need new furniture. It's time. So then that's what I did. And I also changed the order, the arrangement a little bit. I quite enjoy it.
We've also got working on a garden. That could be a sliding scale as well. We just tweak out our whole entire...
You know, I would start with a singular potted plant is what I'd have to start with. Like, can I take care of, like, a tomato plant?
Yeah.
Because we'd actually use it.
That'd be, like, one thing where I'd be like, okay, a tomato plant could probably do that. But, like, our backyard when we moved in had this, like, whole not well-kept garden area. And we were like, we are absolutely not keeping this because... it was not going to come back to life with us. So on a smaller scale, I think it could be an okay thing to do. I also, like, I don't personally care enough to, like,
learn I how do to think I would get excited if I saw, like, a tomato growing. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's growing. We should do that this summer.
Is there an ideal time to grow a tomato?
I'm not sure.
Probably. I feel like there's an ideal time to grow any plant. Okay. Our new goal this summer, assuming that's when they grow best, is to grow a tomato plant. Put the pot on our deck.
Okay, I'm switching over to the weekday date ideas.
Okay.
Just to kind of see what they've got on here. One, play a game of phone scavenger hunt.
Does it elaborate?
This is like for you and your partner though. Like, find, I don't know what you'd be
so finding. It's like, it's linking like free printouts of, like, I don't know if this is like a list of things that you then are looking for on their phone. Yeah, it just says
Phone scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Next. Take an online marriage class. What is this list?
We didn't vet our sources enough before this episode.
Printable board game.
Oh my God. Do you remember when I made that online escape game during
Free
COVID?
Free escape room printables.
You remember when I did that?
Yeah.
I should do that again.
Go find it and just be like, what's the traffic on this thing?
I doubt it has much more beyond when I took it out of my Instagram bio.
That was pretty impressive, though.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a couple more normal ones. I was like, I don't like the ones that they're listing. Meet up for dessert.
A little ice cream date. Because there's a lot of times where I go to a restaurant and, like, eat dinner. And I'm, like, at the start of dinner, I'm, like, oh, like, I can't wait to, like, get dessert. Like, get a triple chocolate meltdown if I'm Applebee's. And then you eat and you're, like, realistically, I'm very full right now. So, like, it wouldn't be wise to get the dessert because I'm not going to eat it. And so I like the idea of, like, you have your own dinner or whatever. And then you, like, meet the girls out for dessert specifically. You're, like, go get ice cream or something. Easy. Usually pretty cheap. For the life of me, I have been wanting to find some shortcakes in the Des Moines area to make a strawberry shortcake.
I'm still struggling. There are none. Find a food truck.
I feel like that wouldn't be hard.
Well, I think
I love a good,
like,
food truck, though.
Find a food truck and go to it. An escape room.
I mean, you know, we're no stranger to escape rooms. It's honestly, it's not embarrassing because it's not. But a common question people ask when you go to an escape room is like, oh, like, have you ever done an escape room before? Like, have you been here before? And we're like, yeah, we've been here. Trust me. And so, like, I wish that I had kept track of, like, how many escape rooms we've gone to, because it's probably absurdly high.
I always, like, an escape room would be a fun change of pace on the weekday, but I have always kind of been more of, like, a weekend escape room kind of person. But, you know, either or. You usually have to book those in advance, so.
And they're usually expensive, so that's the downfall of escape rooms.
Yeah.
But, like, you gotta respect it. They're a lot of work to set up.
It's a fun idea, too, if it's a good way to get to know people. Because then, like, you're kind of all working together, but then you're also, like, not just, like, conversing and having to come up with different conversation topics for the entire time you're with them. So it lets people be involved, but also you don't have to be, like, best friends with people to do it. So it could be, like, a fun way to break the ice, I guess is what I'm saying. That is all the decent ones I thought were on the list. So
okay. Well, what can we end with? For daycations, I mean, obviously, I'm jumping back to our New Year's goals and resolutions, but January was not meant to be my month of going and, like, finding all this stuff. So hopefully between February and March, we can try some of these things out. We can touch back on the podcast as we do these things, and hopefully it'll be more frequent than not.
Yeah. My goal is just kind of, like, keep living life. And I always like having things to look forward to. Like, that was a very common strategy, technique, if you will, for Sierra and I to, like, get through undergrad and get through grad school. It's, like, just always having things to look forward to at the end of the day, at the end of the week, whenever. And I feel like once you're out of school, you kind of
fall into routine.
Stop doing
that. As I'm sure we naturally will at some point. Like, obviously, it's great to talk about these daycations and stuff now and have these ideas.
And a lot of things cost money. And
but naturally, we're probably going to get into a flow, and then we'll have to, like, rethink, like, oh, I haven't been doing, you know, X, Y, and Z to get me out of the house. I need to, like, put that back on the forefront of my mind. So
it's crazy, too, because, like, there are some days, I feel like there was, like, a specific day where I thought this, and I was like, I feel like it was a weekday, and, like, I just feel like when you do it more after work, you're kind of like, dang, like, I have a lot more time after work than I thought. I'm still, like, look at me doing this on a weekday versus, like, when you go home after work.
It feels like you just, like, have, like, dinner and bed.
Right. And so sometimes it just kind of, like, surprises me, like, when you give yourself that opportunity to do that, to do something else, that all of a sudden, like, look at the things that you were able to do, and it was fun, and, you know, to not, like, forget that that's an option.
In some ways, this is, like, only a small, like, maybe perk, but, like, I feel like in some ways I think, like, oh, if I do this activity, like, at night, I'm going to come home and, like, it's going to be hard to go to bed, or, like, I'm going to be up late. But I think almost in some ways does the reverse, because you were like out and like it's like, late, right. Now you come in, you go to bed, and like that's it. Versus if you're home all night, it's really easy to just like dwindle like room to room, like take forever to like go to bed.
Because you're like, I didn't really even do anything.
So in some ways, I think it's helpful to like give you like that hard stop of like, this was the night is over, I'm home, I'm going back to bed, like, and can get up early at my normal time.
That is today's episode. So hopefully you guys thought it was helpful. Maybe we shared some ideas that intrigued you.
If you do anything like as your regular daycation, or have thought of anything that you would like to do that we didn't mention, please share in the comments down below. Or if we have an Instagram post up, please comment on there as well. Spread some ideas for everyone.
Otherwise, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.